listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby, and I'm your host. Thanks for listening. To know Terry LaCroix on ABC's American Crime is not to like her, and that's the point. It's one of the reasons Regina King has so much fun playing her. Terry is nothing like Aaliyah, the militant Muslim character King played in season one of American Crime, which earned the actress a well-earned Emmy Award. Terry is an upper-class elitist. She's mean and honest and very relatable. Although the second season of American Crime recently came to an explosive end, I thought it would be fun to revisit Regina's interview that I did with her for Essence.com about her role, her on-screen chemistry with Andre 3000, and more. Check it out.
Aaliyah versus Terry, you know, a lot of people don't have an Aaliyah as a friend or co-worker
or sister.
Like that.
Right.
But Terry is someone that they know. Everybody
right.
knows a Terry.
Exactly.
And it's not a, I know of a Terry. Everyone knows a Terry. So that's what I mean by she and the entire installment is more accessible than last season.
Right, that's a really good point, because sort of the interesting thing is Aaliyah is sort of like if Terry had hit a hard patch, didn't have a husband or kids, or was married but didn't have a kid, and then found, Nation of Islam. Terry is not,
right.
like, yeah, that's not Terry's journey.
Well, the reality is, when we discussed Aaliyah, her backstory was she didn't have a husband or kids, but she was quite successful like a Terry.
Right.
And because of certain things that had taken place in her life experience, it kind of led her to Islam.
Right.
So, where Terry enjoys the power.
Yeah.
And enjoys being put in this space where she's more control, or has had the opportunity where she's the one making calls and not necessarily, and when I say making calls, decisions, and not necessarily a white man or a white woman. You know, that is empowering for Terry.
Right, right. Is it a power trip thing that does, it sort of bleeds over into her personal life?
I think a lot of power has a lot to do with it. Identity, you know, it's to get where Terry is no easy feat.
Right.
And, you know, to get there, you know, why would you ever want to leave?
Right, right, right.
You know, that's how she looks at it. You know,
and it's
she
sort
loves
of
her home. She loves being looked up to.
Yeah, but it doesn't make her the most likable person. Can you talk about?
No, not at all. She's stuck up.
Right. Can you talk about how you?
I mean, we just kind of call it what it is. I mean, I so enjoy playing her.
Yeah.
Because she's so far from Aaliyah. She's far from me, but I know quite a few people like that that are not just black people.
No, of course not.
That's
the thing. I just think that it's refreshing because we don't see black women in that. We don't see black women like that on television.
But yeah, we know them.
Of course we do.
Elitism is not a black thing. It's just an elite thing.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it great that the elite family this time around is a black family?
It is. It's sort of, it's wild. But it's also really fascinating and also very, oddly enough, like, I understand them. I get it.
Exactly.
I get it. I mean, if you get to that point, like you said, if you get that high up in life and that level of success as black people, like, you kind of have to be that way, right? I mean, or for them, that's how they know how to survive in that space, in that world.
Yeah, although she's unlikable, most, I think, in the conversations that I've had with black people, understand her position or how she got there.
Right.
Or why she lives in that, why her thoughts live in that space. They may not necessarily like her. She may not necessarily be their friend, but most black people that are middle class to upper middle class to up, you know, and I'm talking about their economic, their fiscal situation.
Right.
Understand why Terry is who she is.
Right, right. And it's just so many little, like, fascinating things that are very subtle, like her living in a glass house. her working in a glass office. You know what I mean? I love little touches like that. Was that something that was in the script? Is that something, how does that come up? I mean, like, I don't know how many people are noticing
it. I know the things that are in John Ridley's head, that, you know, when he's doing location scouting and things like that, he is always looking at how the environment helps tell the story.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's what a great director does.
The fascinating thing is that she doesn't seem to be, there doesn't seem to be any outward vulnerability initially until, like, this thing happens with her son, and suddenly she's like, this could all, everything I've put in, everything I, you know, I've, all that I've invested in, all the money that I've spent, all the time that I've spent could all go to waste. That could all go, just, you know, fall apart. And you start to kind of see where she's most vulnerable is her son.
Her family.
Yeah, her family.
Family is the most important thing to her, clearly.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but it doesn't seem like it seems like she's still heartened by it until that episode where she's sitting down with the police officer. And for the first time, I think it was by episode 3 or 4, I saw that she was really scared, like really worried. Like, can you do anything? Can't you help us? And he's just looking at her. Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, she is one of the little people.
Can you talk about this?
You know, like, what a shock for her.
Yeah. Can you talk about that? Like, do you, in that instance, as an actress playing that character, do you feel sympathetic to her? Or how do you like her as a character? I mean, I know you like, you're having fun playing it, but I mean.
I love her as a character because she is someone that we don't get to see.
Yeah, she's complicated. So,
absolutely love her.
Yeah.
As a person, I, like I said before, just being, I understand her position.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily, I can't say that I support it or don't support it. I don't think that my thought about it goes that deep.
Right.
As far as supporting it or not supporting it. She's who she is.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, I mean, I like her. I mean, I feel like it just goes in the category of, you know, how you have friends that, some of your, the way you look at things in life may not be the same, but that doesn't make them any less your friend. You just may not have certain conversations with them. So,
right.
That's kind of how I looked at her. You know, I have to be able to, Meryl Streep, and I know I'm messing the quote up, but she said one of the most wonderful things about, you know, being an actor is, you know, you get a part that is nothing like you, that isn't you, but part of your job as an actor is to find a bit of you in that character.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes it real for people. And so that's always fun. That's what made me love this art form so much, being able to do that.
That's awesome.
And Makisha, unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
Okay, I appreciate it. Oh, I gotta ask one last question. One last question. Is that okay? Okay. So you have to tell me what it's like having Andre 3000 play your husband. You guys have great chemistry, and I really buy you as a couple. Can you talk about
that? He's great. He's a great man. He really is. It was an easy ride because we do have great chemistry. We both are parents of teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son is a little over a year older than 7. We both are parents, single parents, you know, parents of single children.
Mm-hmm.
And we both love to smile.
You have beautiful smiles, so that's awesome. I'm really glad you guys are doing this. I can't wait to see more.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to see it.
Thank you so much, Regina.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keisha.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Good stuff. Season 2 of American Crime will arrive on store shelves by the summer. And that's our show. Thank you to Regina King for being awesome and doing amazing work in front of and behind the camera. As you know, she directed a few episodes of Scandal recently, and she's amazing. So congrats to her on the Emmy, and you know, it's well-deserved, and on season 2 of American Crime, which we'll get on DVD sometime by the summer. And we can't wait to see what she does next, right? And we also have to thank our new sponsor, Adam and Eve. Well, and right now, this is where I read the script. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code MADNESS, that's madness, at checkout, and you'll get all free 10 gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code MADNESS. That's MADNESS at AdamandEve.com, and that's our show. I did it again, Leo. I got through it. It's Adam and Eve. Sponsorship is really, really stretching me as a human being. And they're our newest sponsor. We also have to thank NPR West, the amazing Leo, for putting up with my silliness, and our new sponsor. And Adam Janis, our graphic assistant and production assistant, graphic artist and production assistant. And you, thanks for listening.